Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it year after year. The iconic Classic Full Zip Hoodie is the jacket that started it all for American Giant. Custom heavyweight fleece and side panels for mobility make it the best hoodie ever. Every American Giant piece is made in America and designed to last. No exceptions. The result is durable clothing, like the premium Slub Crew Tee, no BS high-rise pant, and slim roughneck pant that become part of your life. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life. The American Giant Classic Full Zip. Save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout.
Welcome to Behind the Headlines, your daily roundup of some of the stories our reporters have been covering across the UK. Not always the most serious, we do try to find some of the more talkable issues, sometimes the more quirky, and give them a bit more time than we can usually fit into our hourly news bulletins. And in today's episode, we've been speaking to the Prime Minister about ways of getting kids off devices and more active. One of his MPs is also creating an AI bot of himself.
This could be a really clever voicemail that might actually be able to answer their questions.
And how the UK has been remembering Hiroshima 80 years on.
What was awful history that's become such a beautiful thing.
But first, that interview that our political editor got with the Prime Minister today. She spoke to him about a number of issues, but we're focusing on funding for youth centres and schools to give kids more things to do. Tens of millions of pounds have been set aside for local communities across England. It'll go towards things like new climbing walls and outdoor activities to get more children off the internet. Our political editor Georgie Prodromou sat down with Sir Keir Starmer earlier.
So just talk me through this announcement first of all. Why is community so important, especially when we're thinking about young boys and the misogyny that we're seeing?
So what we've announced today is £88 million into youth activities. A lot of this will be based around schools, so after-school activities. Some of it is summer activities. We're here at Milton Keynes and they're doing music for children during the school holidays. Hugely important because it gives children and young people the chance to do things they wouldn't otherwise do, play as a musical instrument, get involved in sport or other activity, which gives them passion, gives them something they might turn out to be very good at, and a lifelong love of things like music. So really important in the sort of here and now. But also, just to come to your point, because too many children are spending too long online, and I think any parent and carer across the country would say to you they're worried about that. And amongst the ways in which we can tackle that is to make sure there are other things, safe things that children can do. And that's why as a government it's our job to make sure that we're putting the framework in place, putting the funding in place for those sorts of activities. And I'm really pleased that we're able to do this today. And this will change the lives of very many children in a really positive way.
Well, Georgie also spoke to the Prime Minister exclusively about our next story. An MP in West Yorkshire has created an AI chatbot of himself so constituents can ask him questions, even if he's not around. We'll hear from him in a second, but first here's what the PM had to say about it.
Separately today, I want to ask you about one of your Labour MPs, Mark Seawards, has created an AI version of himself.
Has he?
Using his voice, allowing people to ask for help in his constituency. He says it will strengthen the community connections. What do you think? Is it something you might consider?
Well, I hadn't come across this, to be perfectly honest, so I haven't quite seen what he's set up and how he's intending to do it. But as a result of you asking me, I should go and find out. But I don't know how he's intending to deal with this, but I'd certainly need to check that there aren't two of him in the voting lobby when we get to legislation, when we get back in September.
Well, our senior reporter in Yorkshire, Katie Lyons, has spoken to the man himself and some of his constituents about how it'll work.
What do you think to AI and chatbots and stuff like that?
We never use it, so I can't really say.
I couldn't tell you all about it, because never been on it, never done it.
would want to speak to a person, not a robot.
Well, it seems people in Morley aren't too happy about this. I asked the lead Southwestern Morley MP what he thinks to the reactions.
Yeah, I mean, they're absolutely right to be sceptical, because I was too when this idea was put to me. But to be crystal clear, this chatbot does not replace any part of my job.
He explains what will happen if the AI version of him can't answer their questions.
A transcript is sent to my email account, and a transcript is sent for every request that's made of it. And then we essentially look at that and go, well, it's not answered that question, so let's answer it for them.
Max says other MPs have contacted him to ask how he gets on, so this could be the future of contacting your local MP.
Still to come on Behind the Headlines, the special clinic for children hooked on KET, tackling phone snatching and remembering Hiroshima 80 years on.
The significance of today is very much in a time of world fragility.
First to Liverpool, where a special clinic has had to be set up to deal with a growing number of children using ketamine. The treatment centre's at Alder Hey Children's Hospital after medics noticed more and more teenagers coming to them with problems linked to the drug. Here's our Liverpool reporter, Harry Booth.
A year ago, it's something doctors rarely saw, but over the last 12 months or so, a growing number of children have been coming to Alder Hey after taking ketamine. I've been to see a special clinic that's been set up to treat them, led by Professor Rachel Isber.
We are there for them. The clinic appointment is about them. We'll work on a management plan together. And then we will also address elephants in the room. So if it's obvious that everybody's struggling and there's a dynamic around drug use, we will get that out in the open.
This clinic's believed to be the first of its kind in the country. But as more people hear about it and drug use continues to grow, there's fears it may come under substantial pressure.
But my concern is also that for every young person who comes to the hospital because they've got complications from their KET use, there are a number of other young people who are using ketamine who aren't having the physical complications and therefore aren't coming to our attention but might need help.
There are now calls for greater and more meaningful engagement with young people to improve their awareness of the dangers this drug causes.
Coming up, that anti-phone snatching initiative and remembering Hiroshima. But first, we're in Scotland, where the heartbroken families of two murder victims, whose bodies have never been found, are marking a win in their fight to change the law. The Justice Secretary has pledged to bring in Suzanne's Law, potentially blocking parole for murderers who refuse to say where the remains are. Suzanne Pilley was killed by David Gilroy in Edinburgh in 2010, and Arlene Fraser was murdered by her husband in Elgin in 1998. It mirrors Helen's Law, which is currently in place across England and Wales. Our senior reporter, Alex Faulkner, England and Wales. Our senior reporter, Alice Faulkner, has more.
Families bearing the weight of years without answers say today marks a huge step forward in their campaign for justice.
He's perpetrating a crime against us. We're still dealing with this every day. You go into a card shop and you can't buy anything for your sister. It's there constantly, and he has information that could bring Suzanne home.
Gail Fairgreave sat alongside Carol Gillis, two women brought together by tragedy. Their sisters were murdered more than a decade ago, and their bodies have never been found.
I think I sometimes feel guilty that I have a life. I mean, she was only 33 when she was taken, and you've got to be careful not to. She wouldn't want me to feel guilty. She would want me to live my life. She's missed out on so much.
The Justice Secretary has committed to introducing the law which could deny parole to killers who won't reveal where their victims lie.
It's an issue of great magnitude and utter contempt to deny this information to grieving families. So it is a very material consideration, and I want to make sure that it's very clear that it's a factor that must be taken into account.
The killers of both these women are due for parole in coming years. Today's pledge doesn't guarantee they'll be kept in jail, but it may finally put the focus on the truth that they've never told.
Next, an initiative's being tried out on the UK's busiest shopping street to try to cut the number of mobile phones being snatched. It's as some shocking stats are released on just how often one is taken. Aileen O'Sullivan has more on this story for us.
We are constantly warned about it, but most of us think it won't happen to us.
It's actually crazy. I was so blindsided. I'm on my phone, I'm walking, have my earphones in, and then I see a hand just come through and snatch my phone right out of my hand.
That's Mamalef Malefe. Well, her phone was taken while she was walking down the street in Lewisham in southeast London. What happened to her is happening to someone every 15 minutes in Westminster. She told us she tried to stop the person who snatched hers.
I actually tried to chase this person down, but obviously wheels work faster than feet. I always say to myself, this is something that could never happen to me. But yeah, it did.
Across the capital, there were about 94 thefts a day in 2024.
You wouldn't think that beautiful London would have crime of this nature, but it does. So even though I'm unfortunately a part of that 35,000, it doesn't surprise me that this is happening and it's definitely increased.
To try and combat the issue, a new Mind the Grab pilot supported by Westminster Council and the Met is coming in to try and stop it happening on Oxford Street. It'll see purple lines on the pavement reminding people to watch out. And as for Mamalef, she's told us it's totally changed the way she behaves in public.
I don't have my phone out when I'm crossing streets, because they come to you while you're crossing a street. Only have my phone out oftentimes if, for example, there's an urgent message coming from my phone or I'm trying to figure out where I'm going. That person was definitely looking at me for some time. It was very calculated. They waited for me to be close to that bridge so that they actually had an escape route.
We'll find out later this year whether the Mind the Grab pilot will be expanded to other UK cities.
And finally, it's 80 years to the day since an atomic bomb was dropped on the Japanese city of Hiroshima, the first one ever used. More than 70,000 people are estimated to have died on the spot. That was one in every five residents. Many, many others died from cancers and other side effects over the years. Today, a remembrance ceremony has been held there with representatives from more than 100 countries to honour those killed in 1945. While here, a tree planting ceremony has taken place in Nottingham. Our senior reporter Charlotte Lineker was there for us.
I'm holding one of the marble-sized seeds from the Hibaku tree that survived the Hiroshima bombing. These seeds have been sent over from Osaka in Japan by the Mayors of Peace to Nottingham City Councillor Nayab Patel, who tells me it will become a symbol of peace for the people of Nottingham.
It just means so much to me. I just cannot express in words how exactly I feel, but I'm very grateful. And I think it's just going to remind all of us and our coming generations that we all want peace over war. And that's why we're all here today.
Barbara Coulson is from Nottingham Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament. Tell me why you feel it's important to mark this day.
I think young people and other communities perhaps haven't been aware so much of the impact of that nuclear bomb. And so that's why we still campaign to help tell people the story.
Staff here at Woodthorpe Park Plant Nursery will be nurturing those plants until any saplings raised can be planted out.
And you can find out more on these and other stories on the news pages of our website. And don't forget to come back here tomorrow, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, or listen on the Rayo app. A new episode of Behind the Headlines is uploaded every weekday evening.
Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it year after year. The iconic Classic Full Zip hoodie is the jacket that started it all for American Giant. Custom heavyweight fleece and side panels for mobility make it the best hoodie ever. Every American Giant piece is made in America and designed to last. No exceptions. The result is durable clothing, like the premium Slub Crew Tee, No BS high-rise pant, and slim roughneck pant, that become part of your life. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life. The American Giant Classic Full Zip. Save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout.